And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week I'm traveling in Europe. In the past few days, I've visited Slovenia, Germany, Italy, and the Vatican. I'm spending this Saturday in France, and I will conclude my trip in the United Kingdom. In my meetings, I've discussed our shared efforts to advance peace and prosperity around the world. America has strong partners and leaders like Italy's Silvio Berlusconi, Germany's Angela Merkel, France's Nicolas Sarkozy, and Britain's Gordon Brown. And together we're pursuing an agenda that is broad and far-reaching. America and Europe are cooperating to open new opportunities for trade and investment. We're working to tear down regulatory barriers that hurt our businesses and consumers. We're striving to make this the year that the world completes an ambitious Doha trade agreement, which will open up new markets for American goods and services and help alleviate poverty around the world. America and Europe are cooperating to address the twin challenges of energy security and climate change while keeping our economy strong. We're working to diversify our energy supplies by developing and financing new clean energy technologies. And we're working toward an international agreement that commits every major economy to slow, stop, and eventually reverse the growth of greenhouse gases. America and Europe are cooperating to widen the circle of development and prosperity. We're leading the world in providing food aid, improving education for boys and girls, and fighting disease. Through the historic commitments of the United States and other G8 countries, we're working to turn the tide against HIV/AIDS and malaria in Africa. And to achieve this noble goal, all nations must keep their promises to deliver this urgent aid. America and Europe are cooperating on our most solemn duty, protecting our citizens. Our nations are applying the tools of intelligence, finance, law enforcement, diplomacy, and when necessary, military power to break up terror networks and deny them safe havens, and to protect against the prospect of ballistic missile attacks emanating from the Middle East. We're developing a shared system of missile defense. We're also working together to ensure that Iran is not allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. This week, America and our European allies sent a clear and unmistakable message to the regime in Tehran. It must verifiably suspend its enrichment activities or face further isolation and additional sanctions. Together, America and Europe are pursuing strong diplomacy with Iran so that future generations can look back and say that we came together to stop this threat to our people. In the long run, the most important way we can protect our people is to defeat the terrorists' hateful ideology by spreading the hope of freedom. So America and Europe are working together to advance the vision of two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in security and peace. We're working together to protect the sovereignty of Lebanon's young democracy, and we're working together to strengthen the democratically elected governments in Iraq and Afghanistan. In all of these areas, the United States and Europe have agreed that we must take action and that we must go forward together. The level and breadth of the cooperation between America and our European allies today is unprecedented, and together we're making the world a safer and more hopeful place. Thank you for listening.